Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get More Clients. I'm your host, Lynn Whitbeck. Business owners and entrepreneurs hire me to ignite winning sales because most are chasing down leads, lack client retention, conversion, and profit. The mission of this show is to educate, inspire, and motivate women around the world to build a robust sales strategy to get more clients, because most can't get more clients and haven't a clue why. You will learn to transform thinking to the client's perspective, eliminate the lengthy, chaotic sales cycle to ignite your sales and unleash lasting profits. You will also have the opportunity to connect with me further to see how I can support you beyond today. I'm going to start with a story about water skiing. And this is absolutely connected to sales strategy for planning, execution, and managing risk. My brother and I loved water skiing. We were a water skiing family, and we both got good at water skiing, solemn skiing, jumping the wakes, doing all that great stuff. And one of our favorite things was, as we came into the dock, was to turn at and spray everyone on the dock with water, just whew, a wave of water. Now, I was doing my run, and as I was coming in, I turned and I sprayed everyone on the dock. It was a great run. I got a whole bunch of people wet, and that was always the fun part. And then you grab your ski, and you come around, and you climb up onto the deck. So it was my brother's turn next for his run. And I have to tell you, my brother was the most amazing water skier. I mean, almost like competition level. He was so good. I mean, when he jumped those wakes, I mean, he jumped so high and he was just going back and forth and doing twirls and all kinds of jumps. He was amazing. So he had this wonderful, great run like he always did. And he's coming into that dock. And of course, he wants to one-up his big sister, and he always did. And here he is. He's coming into the dock. He lets go of the rope so he can come scooting right in, and he's going really fast. And whack! He ran right into the dock. You could hear that whack all over the beach. Not only that, my dad heard that whack in the boat, above the boat engine. And he whipped that boat around so fast, I actually thought he was going to flip it. In the meantime, David had smacked into that dock really hard. No one got sprayed with water. He had actually knocked himself out. And all of us are sort of like grabbing hold of him. And then we're pulling him up onto the dock. My dad raced up with the boat, put David into the boat. And he ran that boat right up onto shore. I mean, it went like way up because he just was like full throttle and rushed David to the hospital. Okay, David was okay. He did break a bunch of ribs and he was sort of bruised black and blue, but no lasting permanent injury. Thank you. And the whole point here is that when you're planning and you're executing, one of the things is that you want to make sure that everything goes the way you had planned and that execution is flawless. There are no giant whacks into a dock. So that is how water skiing correlates to sales strategy. So last week, we learned how to attract new sales and showcase your expertise with guest podcasting. Today, I will reveal 12 magic sales steps to attract and connect your ideal clients. Leveraging guest podcasting will enable you to attract new clients and grow your business. The process of getting started is easier than you think. And by the end of today's show, you will know the 12 steps to secure your guest podcast interviews, how to strategically position your speaking topics to attract your ideal clients, the pieces you need in place to convert listeners into prospects. These 12 steps will ensure you position yourself and your business to capitalize on every guest podcast appearance. So let's walk through those 12 steps. Step number one, brainstorm. Brainstorm the topic or topics you can discuss as a podcast guest. Start with your experiences, career, and life, your milestones and achievements. Include your passions, what your business does, your product or service, how you serve your clients, the impact you create. Make it fun. You know, bring in some people for brainstorming ideas, your team members, partners, peers, your family. Maybe have a great time and enjoy a mocktail or a glass of wine or beer and just bring in those ideas. The key point is do not limit yourself to shows that focus on your industry, product, or service because you get lost in the crowd. Now, you absolutely will want to do those types of shows and you're going to bring in a twist, something new, something that's fresh. But think outside the box to stand out because there are many shows that are going to be able to bring in what you do to showcase that and to attract a new audience that wants and needs your product or service. As an example, I'm a sales champion, author, leader, entrepreneur, speaker, trainer, and sales strategy consultant. I've been a guest on a wide variety of podcast genres, from leadership to empowerment to overcoming imposter syndrome to entrepreneurship, and of course, on sales shows. Creating several speaking topics around uncommon subjects, things that are important for your product or service that aren't normally discussed, provides an entree into a unique audience with a shared interest. And it will make your offer at the end of the episode fresh and intriguing. So all these different shows that I've been on, I still bring it back around into sales. Leadership, everything you need to know about being a leader, you learn in sales. Entrepreneurship, well, yes, you're selling in entrepreneurship. Every single business or industry, you're selling to grow your business, to attract your clients. So selling is a very common topic across all these different genres. And I can make it fresh and intriguing by looking at past episodes and that audience and what is going to connect with them. So step number two, a bio refresh. You should already have your executive bio, but it's important to revisit. As a potential podcast guest, hosts are looking for why you will be a good fit, their why. You will want to cover who you are, your areas of expertise, topics you can discuss, and sample questions. Remember to think like the client, in this case, the podcast host. How will you serve them and their audience? Deliver a wow. Be sure to include this critical information on your bio speaker sheet. Share how you will promote the episode far and wide and provide a valuable SEO backlink on your website. Number three, media kit. Once again, you probably already have a media kit, but you should review and refine for guest podcasting appearances. Here's a really pro tip. Run your headshots through PhotoFeeler. Now, this is a free tool, and I'm sure there's others that are like it, but you can test your photo and see how others perceive you. The link is in our favorite tools download below. So the key is you want to get at least 40 reviews of that photo so that you have a really good sampling and average. You want to gather those headshots with a score of 80 or higher. And these images of any other free offers that you have, and then your buyer speaker sheet, and then you're going to put everything into a cloud location. And this is so that it makes a delightful experience for your podcast host. It makes it easy and simple for them to be able to grab it and for you in turn to share it with the podcast host. All right, let's move on to step four, LinkedIn. So regardless of your topic range, take a fresh peek at your LinkedIn profile. In fact, you should be doing this on a regular basis. In this case, be sure to add speaker to your headline. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is not a presentation on LinkedIn. So I'm going to cut to the chase. Hosts will judge you based on your profile. In fact, your clients, prospects, partners are going to judge you based on your profile. I often receive messages from show hosts asking me to be on their show through LinkedIn. So invest an hour or two to update your profile. And be sure to review your profile on your mobile and take a look at that LinkedIn app. What does your profile look like? Mobile is queen, so make sure your profile looks great on that platform. Step five, website update. If you don't have this on your website, add a speaker page and a link to download your bio speaker sheet, okay? And have access to your media kit. Then make sure to have a means for interested parties to contact you, such as a contact form and/or a scheduling link. Be sure to add a page on your website that showcases your expertise and authority. So this could be something like in the news, your media, and I have a page on our website that you can take a look as an example. It's called In the News, and it showcases everything that I've been on, articles, podcasts, different types of media that I have been shown on. And it is a great way to demonstrate your authority and your expertise because you are a desired expert to have speaking to their audience. It is absolute perfect social proof. And you can add episodes to your featured area on your LinkedIn profile as well, along with other social channels. Now, step six, landing page on your website. It is critical to create a unique landing page or pages for each podcast topic or category. So I mean pages, if you talk about a couple of different broader range topics for podcasts. And that way you can direct the audience, the listeners to the episode to something that's going to connect with them, that's going to attract to them, that's going to have that spark. So that you want to make sure that you have those things. Now, you can also have a range of topics that fit this page and then this range of topics that fit a second page. You may need a third. It depends on your product or service and your expertise and the topics you're speaking on. You will provide this information during the interview when prompted by the host, normally at the end of the show. Step seven. I'm sure that you already have landing pages, please, I hope. And those landing pages have lead magnets. Okay, this is where somebody opts in and gives you their email for that valuable piece of content. What's important is for the page to naturally connect with the topic of your guest podcast. So that's why I talked about, think about those topics and put those into buckets, and what's the landing page and what's the lead magnet that will attract them. These can be checklists, they can be resources, it can be a white paper, it can be a free masterclass, whatever it is that the audience is going to give you their email address so that they can access that valuable asset. So each topic landing page should have a unique offer for podcast listeners. Lead magnets should identify and gather these new opportunities. Make your offer fresh and interesting for the podcast target audience. It's important to move the people who come and visit the website from the podcast, those listeners, so that they accept your offer. And once they do, please remember, everyone who accepts your offer and gives you their email address, they should be moved into a welcome sequence. So you welcome them to your community, to your tribe, and to your sales funnel. Number 8, templates. So the reason it takes me and my team 3 hours to secure, record, and promote my guest podcast episodes are planning and templates. We mapped the process and identified who is responsible for what and when. The templates we created can quickly and easily be customized for each guest podcast appearance. The planning and template creation is a one-stop and one-time investment, which makes everything flow seamlessly. This is the strategy. This is the planning that you put in place so that it can run on autopilot and enable you to do more and scale and be very effective and efficient at the same time. Woohoo! All right. Step 9. All right. Let me get my fingers right here. There we go. Step 9, equipment. Let's turn to setting up your equipment and staging your location. I have a great video on how to look and sound your best. Now you can find it at p2q.link/look-sound. That's p2q.link/look-sound. Now this video, it's not long. It's probably 10 minutes or less. In fact, it could be only 5 minutes, but it's going to walk you through how to look and sound your best. You want to be able to attract that audience, and sound is so vital. You don't want to be having this horrible scratchy sound that people can't actually hear you on the podcast. You need to sound clear and crisp and clean, and you need to look professional and in a proper setting so that people aren't distracted and instead they're focused on you and the words that you have and the message that you're conveying and the wisdom and advice that you are sharing. All right. I am going to make sure that this link is in the show notes so that you can go there. All right. Now we're on 10 guest directories. So you may be asking, how do I find podcasts and get the word out that I'm a great guest? Well, there are several podcast directories that are free and really work well to connect guests and hosts. So I have a list of the top sites in our tools, equipment, and resources sheet that you can download on our website, petitetoqueen.com, and you go to our podcast masterclass, and it's right there. Now, some of these are Matchmaker FM, and no, it's not a dating site. It is a site to connect show hosts and podcast guests. There's also a site that's called Podcast Podguests or Podcast Guests. There's Guest Podcasts. There's Podbooker. There's a bunch of different sites. Some of them are free and some of them have a low cost for either a monthly or annual membership so that your profile is out there. So this is really terrific to be able to get the word out that you are a guest for podcasts. Now, another idea is to survey your current clients and identify the podcasts that they're listening to, because you can then do outreach directly to those show hosts. The single easiest path, though, is to secure guest podcast appearances through a podcast directory. So sign up for at least one, if not two or three podcast directories, and spend time creating a strong guest profile. Use the work that you've already done and put into that bio refresh and media kit. Be sure to communicate how you will share the episodes you appear on far and wide. Because those hosts, remember, think like the client. The host is the client in this case, and they want to know how you're going to expand their audience and get more people listening to their show. All right, step 11, outreach. Whether you reach out to hosts via podcast directory or directly, customize your message to demonstrate a fit. I reviewed the most recent 10 to 20 episodes and listened to at least one show. Then I can evaluate if the podcast will be mutually beneficial. When I contact the host, I refer to the episode that had genuine resonance. Then I suggest 3 fresh topics for the interview, things that I can see will be unique and fresh for their audience and fit their goals and mission for the show and what they're communicating with their audience and really deliver value to that audience. That is absolutely key, that it makes sense to them. Remember, you're thinking like the client, so that they will want to have you on their show. Now, I follow a similar process when I'm invited to be a guest. So I review the show. I look at some of the past episodes so I can make sure that the topic that I'm going to be speaking on is fresh and intriguing to the audience, and that the style of the show host and what they're doing and how they're promoting the show makes sense. Okay. So once you start guesting, you're going to receive more and more invitations. So I passed the tipping point a long time ago, and I now pick the invitations I accept. And that's very important. Think strategically about the podcast that you appear on. And we're at step 12, secure your spot. Okay. Once you secured your guest spot, it's time to celebrate. Woohoo! And this is doubly true since this ends the first 12 magic sales steps to attract and connect your ideal clients. And on a future episode, in fact, the next episode, I'm going to go deeper into how to really create that wow for the audience and the host and make sure it's just a fantastic episode. So thank you so much for tuning in. My purpose is for you to get more clients. Bottom line, don't make this harder than it has to be. Sales should be a win-win. On behalf of the Win-Win Women Network, I've carved out a limited number of time slots to invite you to hop on and ignite your sales call with me to see what's working, not working, and what you would love to have working. I'm going to see how I might further support you in effectively generating more leads, converting more sales, and fulfilling on your promise as a brand and organization. The fastest way to success is to assure people know that they matter. And the best way to make this happen is to build a consistent sales strategy to acquire, convert, and capitalize on every lead. You will find growing your business is easy and lucrative. Today, I revealed 12 magic sales steps to attract and connect your ideal clients. The key is for you to implement these steps to stop wasting time, energy, and resources. You have the opportunity to jump in and get the support you need for true success. Say yes to you and get on a call with me. I'm really, truly gifted at this, and you deserve a shortcut to your success with the right support. Go to pdq.link/win-win. That's pdq.link/win-win. You can also connect with me on our website at petitetoqueen.com. And to stay current on all of our insightful advice, our breakthrough advantages, and never miss an episode of Get More Clients, sign up for our weekly wisdoms at petitetoqueen.com. Now, I already mentioned this, but I'm going to go back and revisit next week. On Get More Clients, I will discuss how to use stages to generate new leads, opportunities, and sales. So we're really going to go back through how you're going to be able to use guest podcasting, summits, speaking on the stage, webinars, any kind of stage or platform, a Facebook Live, a LinkedIn Live, doing a YouTube Live, all of the above, all the lives, right? And how you're going to be able to use those to generate new leads, create that attraction and that spark, that connection that's going to move you forward, and the opportunities and sales. All right. So I am so excited to finish this next part of the series so that you, when you're on these guest shows, when you're on a summit, when you're doing a webinar, you can just knock it out of the park and you can have a great experience for the audience who comes to see you, that they are then going to want to learn more about you and connect with you so they become part of your tribe and community and you work them through your sales funnel. And remember, it all starts with having that strategy planned out. You don't want the thwack, like my brother on the dock, right? Instead, you want to have that spray of water that goes over that audience and that they are delighted and intrigued and ready to convert, to at least come and find out more about you, because that's the beginning. That's the spark that gets everything started. So I am so excited that you joined me today, and I will see you next week on Get More Clients.